Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
People going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it. Wait. Think I wanna hit the horns.
Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. What a beautiful, beautiful day. It's the 24th day of March. We're doing our thing today, I tell you, as always. Read the African-American newspaper, your resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse for the news. We got it all here for you this morning. You got to do it. We have it through the Texas Metro News, the Garland Journal, and My Eye Messenger. No excuse for the news. I always tell you what you can do is just get on. Just give us a call at 214-941-0110. So much is going on. D, still looking at the DS. And I call it, I won't even, it's Sunday morning. I won't even say what I normally, you call it BS, I call it DS. Well, it's a doggone shame of what's going on in Atlanta still. Boy, I tell you, something hot is going on in New York. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. The judge is pretty hot with a lot that's going on. So we'll see what's going on there. March Madness has started. And we're going to have some things for you today as well for that. Some of the things we want you to look at early this morning, look at the global perspective of a lot of things. We're going to have some folks on this morning to support that as well. But we just want to get things started and get it started right. Give you a little bit more of our e-blast. Again, you can get on our e-blast 214-941-0110. Something that we're looking at always celebrating 197 years of the black press. We got it right here, folks. No need of doing it. We got it. 50 years of hip hop. Can you believe that? Hip hop has been around 50 years. And we're going to try to get a little bit on that for you. Try to stretch things out. I tell you, I got some new screens this morning, so we'll do what we can to get you where we need to be. And we're getting it together, and I apologize, but we own it. We own it again, celebrating 50 years for hip hop. And letting you know a little bit more about the black press. Been around 197 years. Giving all the information that we can give in order to make things work for you. The NNPA.org, National Printing. We'll get it today. We're just a National Newspaper Publishers Association, the NNPA. They're having their annual convention in June. It's going to be in Washington, D.C. Used to be known as Chocolate City. I don't know if they even use that tag anymore, but it's going to be at the Marriott Marquis Hotel at 901 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C. 2001 in September. And that's 2001 is the zip code, folks, in September of 2024 this year. So, please pay attention to that. That's quite interesting. I love it. Again, what we are doing to spread the news. If it wouldn't have been for the black press, I tell you a lot of things. If it wouldn't have been for the due diligence the black press had as far as reporting information, then we would not have some of the things that we know about today. 50 years of hip hop. DASEFX dropped a debut this, and I quote, "They want EFX." That was 32 years ago. We'll take a sound of that too. Celebrating Women's History Month, they're going to have a health and wellness block party, and that's on the, happened yesterday, and we'll get a recap on that. On the 29th, Advancing Social Economic Mobility Student Conference, Blaze Your Own Trail. So if you have some kids that are maybe in high school, this is something our parents need to kind of follow. Again, Advancing Social Economic Mobility Student Conference, Blaze Your Own Trail on the 29th of March. Prom season is coming up in Plano. They have prom dresses and everything. I know it's open up to all local teams. They're going to be doing that a couple of weekends so that you can get you some prom goodies. It's also co-sponsored by Comerica Bank. And just in case, if you missed it, you can call the Boys and Girls Club of Collin County. Great event that's going on right there in Collin County. News, and more news. The truth about kitchen and cocktails. Real close to me. I'm so proud of Kitchen and Cocktails. It's this article in our Texas Metro News. It's written by Kevin Kelly. And just give you a little bit, I'll read a little snippet. I was so proud of Kitchen. Plus, it's Kitchen Empire Cocktails by Kevin Kelly. I was celebrating Black Press Week in the National's capital with the National Newspaper Publishers Association. What an exciting time. It was March 16th, 1887, when the first issue of Freedom Journal was published, the first African-American owned and operated newspaper in this country. The owners were John Brown Rushworm and Samuel Cornish. On the front page, the following statement appeared, and I quote, "We wish to plead our own case. Too long have others spoken for us," end quote. We're going to have to remember that. I quote again, "We wish to plead our own case. Too long have others spoken for us," end quote. That's heavy there. I like that. I really like that. There was some serious truth about the so-called mainstream press. If you hear people complaining about the inequities of racial coverage in 2024, imagine how it was 197 years ago. The Black press had noble beginning, and they were more valiant men and women who sacrificed everything to provide Black people with a voice. I can't help but believe if they are here today, they will be disappointed with the percentage-wise fewer Black people are supporting of the institution they lived, fought, and died for. So I gather with other publishers from across the country, my heart was full with pride. The soldiers without swords were carrying the torch. They were speaking up and speaking out. It looked like they were having a good time of kitchen and cocktails. And just want you to know, Kappa owns that. And you can see when you see cocktail is with a K and not a C. One downtown here. But let me finish this particular article, and you can get all this in the news blast. Again, 214-941-0110. I continue reading here. What can I say? I try to imagine the challenges of other decades as we march towards 200 years for the Black press. The love I feel for the Black press is so strong because I so deeply believe. We have things just jumping around here. We'll get it together. So deeply believe that what I am doing, telling the stories of people who, from the rooter to the tutor, is essentially the beginning to the ending. There was a time when the Black press covered Black people from the time they were born to the time that they died. That meant that they got to hear about birth, going to school, events they participated in, graduations, church programs, society programs, organizations, employment, and more. Someone went off to college, they graduated, some were drafted into the military. We read all about that. There were engagements, marriages, baby showers, and anniversaries. We read about those returning home from the military, and sadly, we learned of the death of those who didn't come home. Still furthering, the Black press informed about promotions and job retirement. It was especially nice to read about those wonderful family reunions. And then we learned through our Black press about deaths. It was so difficult from what we read about in other publications. That's probably why more than 150 years after the birth of the Black Press, the Dallas-Fort Worth Association of Black Communicators, under the leadership of the group, was affectionately called Dallas Mafia, began holding community forums. And I quote, "How to get the news without committing murder," end quote. It seemed the only way blacks were covered in the mainstream, and the most part, was if they committed a crime. So every year, we come together to celebrate the founding of the Black Press. And we celebrate the courageous men and women who made sure today that we can look back and read about our rich history of black people in America and our black newspapers. Now, back to Kitchen and Cocktails. The National Association of the Black Press is taking care of business, and we had to eat. Folks suggested places. I remember while they originated in Dallas, they have a restaurant in D.C., so I suggested that we follow the publishers. And the publishers being Bob Henry Sr. and Stuart Corrett. I'll get it right, Stu. Mighty Stu, I call it Mighty Stu. They're out there having dinner. I knew it was a stretch because then the place was very popular and for a good reason. I didn't know that we'd be able to get in, so I called a former coworker from the days at Paul Quinn College, who happens to be the mom of Kevin Kelly, the owner of the restaurant, and I called his sister, Deanna, like her brother was in Senator Royce West's Dr. Emmett J. Conrad Leadership Program, did the equivalent of throwing the hat in the air. We will continue this a little bit later, but Kitchens and Cocktails, folks right here locally, must support our restaurants here in the Metroplex. Continuing on our news blast, title insurance company homeowners for black Americans, we have that. Gang violence continues to grip in Haiti. You know, a lot of Americans were trapped over there as the gangs are taking over in Haiti, Port-au-Prince. And we just basically need to pray for those folks. And if we have family, we need to get them out. Things are getting a little hairy over there. Now, you know, in Haiti, on the other side of the island is the Dominican Republic. And it's amazing in Haiti, you have a lot of earthquakes. And I, for the life of me, as old folks would say, I cannot believe that there's no earthquakes on the other side. Texas Board rules, Medical Board rules for exceptions to the abortion ban. We have that this week. Dallas Democrats reject Republican attacks. All this you can find in eBlast on a daily basis, and you must get on board. Empower women together to achieve the extraordinary. Vote, folks. It's very important that we vote this particular year. A lot of things on the ballot. I want you to participate in the process. I have my preferences, but I want you to participate in the process. I cannot say that enough. Because some key issues, some key people that we need to keep up with in order to keep this democracy in line. Class is in session. It starts every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock with the World According to Drew. And just remember that class is always in session. Two more in Mississippi, what they call the Mississippi Goon Squad, deputies sentenced to torture in torture of black man. Six non-black men in Rankin County. And if I'm not mistaken, Rankin is right there in Jackson, or right there in Jackson area. You can read more about this in our Texas Metro News at www.texasmetronews.com. You can also register for the e-blast. Again, www.texasmetronews.com. It's about 30 minutes after the hour. Dr. Rodriguez is going to join us at the top of the hour. I'm just so excited when she comes on and we can get some things established. I tell you, it is a wonderful, wonderful day. And we're going to continue as we go. It's March Madness. We're going to see. My bracket is all jacked up. And we're trying to get a little theme music there together for you. March Madness by Luther Vandross. I tell you, we fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. We'll get it going here. Downloading. Folks, it's that time. I'm just so excited just to be a part of what we have. It is just simply the best that we could ever have. People have come together. We have these, what do you call it, brackets. And I want to say thank you to those who got with me on some things, and we just getting it together. I tell you, we're going to have our one shining moment. One shining moment. We're waiting for a few callers to come in, but I'm just so excited today just to be alive. Just, oh my God. It's just, it is what it is, folks. It is what it is. I'm trying to get this one shining moment together for you. I tell you, it's always something, but we got it. We got it, folks. Again, as we read some of the great things, cooking books, the spur woman of the day is Frankie Ward. Let's give a little bit about Miss Frankie Ward. I love this one. Cheryl does the superb woman of the day. Frankie Ward is the director of student life at Dallas College, which is formerly known as El Centro, all of them. Passionate about higher education, leadership, development, and mentoring. She's a musician at the Newell Bell Baptist Church and student development at Tarrant County College. As the director of youth department at New Solomon Church of the Living Word, and is a legal intern for the law office of Yolanda Moloch Barty, PLLC. She received her Bachelor of Arts and Master's of Business Administration at Lamar University. She attended previously Tarrant County College, where she received two Associates of Arts. Our superb woman, Miss Frankie Ward. A lot is going on. You got Viewpoints, you got National Urban League Agenda, Cultural Shift, and Horizon, Reparation, Compensation. Look, listen, and think. A picture is worth a thousand words. Listen to what I am telling you. This is Fantasia Ballerina. I have what she said. But Fantasia, she's kind of like Prince, got that one name. The focus that brings you joy, a different mindset. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. Our business spotlight is about TZ Art, Sip, and Paint Studio. A lot is going on. Some interesting birthdays. Happy birthday to Chris Bosch, Greg Dunmore, Everett Davis, Alexis Yancey, Janaya Campbell, Shaniqua Pinar, a pinner. We're going to make her French today. We have all that. Make it sound good, even better. Happy birthday. And we'll go through some lifestyle, some sports. Congratulations to Grambling State first time ever in the NCAA, even though they lost against the number one seed. You know, they try to get you out so quickly, but we want to congratulate the SWAC for having a representative there. Again, we advise you to get to eBlast from Texas Metro News. Just call 214-941-0110. Or you can go www.texasmetronews.com. So a lot is going on. It's a little time to talk about it. We're going to have at the top of the hour, Dr. Rodriguez is going to come in and say a little bit for us. She's always dropping that nugget. And we're going to get that on here very, very shortly. So again, just so much. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. A little overcast. Folks, good time to cut your grass and put some things out there. Weed and feed, that's what I need to do. We need to get that all ready so when the summer comes, we'll have a beautiful, beautiful yard. It's 8:37. Just waiting on a caller. I'm going to give them a call here very shortly. But again, Atlanta, oh my God, what is going on? We got so much going on there in that realm of getting our people in line. It's just, whew. I'm going to give you a little bit, just kind of throw you off a little bit, but I'm That's right. Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie. Way to start our morning off. And we thank you so much for being a part of the world, according to Drew, this morning. Wait for our caller to call in this morning. We got so many things we want to talk about. We'll go with this month of our call, Women's History Month. It's an annual observance to highlight the contributions of women to events in history, the contemporary society, celebrated during March in the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia, corresponding with International Women's Day, which was on March 8th. It's also observed in October in Canada, corresponding with the celebration of Persons Day on October 18th. A week-long observation in Sonoma County, California in 1978 was sequentially championed by Gardner Lerner and the National Women's History Alliance. It's recognized as a national week in 1980 and then month in 1987 in the United States, spreading internationally after that. In the United States, Women's History Month traces its beginnings back to the first International Women's Day, which was in the year of 1911. Laura X organized it in Berkeley, California, and the International Women's Day in 1969. International Women's Day has been largely forgotten in the United States before then. The march led to the creation of Women's History Research Center, a central archive of women of the women's movement from 1968 to 1974. Laura X also thought it was unfair for half of the human race to have only one day a year and call it National Women's History Month to build around International Women's Day. The Women's History Research Center collected nearly 1 million, and I repeat, 1 million documents on microfilm. Remember that? Microfilm of all things. And provided resources and the records for women's liberation movement that are now available in the National Women's History Alliance, which carry their ideals, including successful petitioning of Congress to declare March as Women's History Month. In 1978, the school district of Sonoma, California participated in Women's History Month, an event designed around the week of March 8th, which is International Women's Day, in the 1979 15-day conference about women's history was held at Sarah Lawrence College from July 13th through the 29th. It chaired historian Gardner Lerner. It was co-sponsored by Sarah Lawrence College, the Women's Action Alliance, Smithsonian Institution, when its participants learned about the success of the Sonoma County's Women History Week celebration. They decided to initiate similar celebrations within their own organization, communities, and school districts. They also supported about the effort to secure a National Women's History Week. Then in February of 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued a presidential proclamation declaring that the week of March 8th, 1980, as National Women's History Week. The proclamation stated, and I quote, "From the first settlers who came to our shores and the first American Indians who befriended them, men and women, have worked together to build this nation. Too often their differences were unknown, and sometimes their contributions were unnoticed. But the achievements, leadership, courage, strength, and love of women who built America as vital as that of the men whose name we know so well." As Dr. Gardner Lerner has noted, in quote, "Women history is women's right. It is a central and an indispensable heritage from which one can draw pride, comfort, courage, and long-range vision. I ask my fellow Americans to recognize its heritage and appropriate activities during the National Women's History Week, and that was in March of 1980, from the 2nd to the 8th. I urge libraries, schools, community organizations to focus on the observance of leaders who struggle for equality, Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth, Lucy Stone, Andy Stanton, Harriet Tubman, Alice Paul. Understanding the true history of our country will help us comprehend the need for equality under the law of all people. This goal can be achieved by ratifying the 27th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which states equality rights under the law should not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex, end quote. Carter was referring to the Equal Rights Amendment, which was never ratified, not to the amendment, which did become the 27th Amendment of the United States Constitution after her presidency. Folks, it's just so much history. Read up on it. I'll give you some more inserts a little bit later in the show. But to all the ladies and to everyone, happy Women's History Month. I tell you, there's some ladies in my life that just, it wouldn't be no me without them. And we thank them all. Deirdre, Winifred, Harriet, Donna, Bonnie, Danette. You just start naming some people, and you're going to leave out some folks. But yes, guys, we have to kind of speak up on that, knowing that if it wasn't for some, it wouldn't be any for us today. It's about 49 minutes after the hour. We're going to get Dr. Rodriguez in here. I'm going to make sure you got to give a call because I'm so busy doing so many things. So many things, so we want to make sure that we get that for her, get her going. You know, I was looking around, just riding around Dallas and just seeing how things are changing. We had President Biden here last weekend. Unbeknownst to me, I apologize, usually I keep my ear to the window, to the glass, trying to hear things. I see all these police officers across the tollway and had no clue of what was going on and found out that he was here. Then he went over to Houston as well. I found out where he stayed, and I probably won't announce that. So if he comes back, I know they do float around and go various places. But my prayer is always, and I'm not afraid to share it, anytime a dignitary comes down, Lord, I pray for the strength, help them deliver what they wanted to deliver, and then I pray that they are able to leave Dallas safely. You know, this bad history that we have, a lot has happened. 1963, I didn't even know myself then, but from just reading the history of what transpired in Dallas, when friends come to town, I make sure I go by the grassy knolls. So it's going to be a historical event. A historical event when the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha come in. And then hopefully we'll have someone talk about it with us very soon here. So we sit back, we relax, and enjoy just everything that the Lord has provided for us. We get a little March Madness going, but I just want to pay a little bit of I love Donny Hathaway. He's a little sad, but it just kind of put things in perspective. We'll play this and we'll be right back.
I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding.
That was the great Donny Hathaway singing this song for you. Welcome, welcome to the world. According to Drew, I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Happy Women's Month. to all the ladies in our lives. I tell you, so much is going on in this world, so little time to talk about it. But as always, folks, I tell you, read your African-American newspapers. You can get our e-blast every Sunday, every day, basically. You can call 214-941-0110 to get into our portal where we can send you something every day. Some of the other things that we're looking at, some of the Democrats in Dallas are rejecting some of the Republican attacks. You can find that. We wrote stories about that this week. We've empowered women. Together we achieve extraordinary. So those things right in the blast. And, you know, folks, a lot going on. We have the ongoings there in Atlanta, or should I say in Fulton County, where the DA is still on board. She's still going after our 45th president, you know, because he did wrong. I, you know, I hate to say it like that, but, you know, I'm going to call it like, if you know me, I'm going to call it like I see it. You know, if you do everything right, you shouldn't have to worry about trying to cover anything up or worry about if something's not running the way it should be. So it's going to be interesting on that. And now, I tell you, I'm going to put in it the way I can only put it. Them sisters are ganging up on him. Now, not just because of who he is, but just because of what occurred. $355 million. Something has to be put on the books tomorrow for former President 45. You know how I feel? 45 is the name I give. $355 million. Well, at least 300 if you call. That's what I remember, 355. A GoFundMe. Has anyone seen that? He has a GoFundMe. Well, if the books were like they were, that shouldn't be anything that he should not be able to pull up. So we're going to see. Leading in the Republican primaries, pretty much will get to bid, but never in the history of America from 1776, that we've ever had a president impeached twice. We've had some impeached, but impeached twice, taking documents and won't return them at home. Now, mind you, if Barack Obama would have had the same situation, you talk about progressive. Lindsey, McConnell, Tim Scott, I'm going to put him in it. Bruh, wake up, shake yourself. We have ideals, we have thoughts, we have ways of going about things. But when you look in the mirror, I tell you what I see when I look in the mirror. I see people that have struggled over 100 years to look for equality in this country that we call home. When I look in the mirror, I see the suffering that my forefathers and foremothers had to go through. They carried the country on their back. They picked cotton. Cotton had so much blood on it, they had to discard so many different things. When I look at me, I see what my parents had to go through to make it possible for us to go. Yes, their parents before them made it possible. They were able to go to school and provide for us. But it was no second guessing when our time came up at bat, talking about the Jeffersons. Well, we had to do something. And yes, I went to a school. I had a good time. But I knew and that I had to leave with something. I enjoyed the college life. I enjoyed the things that I participated in. But Andrew and Winnie in Tampa, Florida, my parents set the bar. For our kids, our grandkids, nieces, nephews, because the only way we're going to make it in this world is to be equipped And even when you're equipped with knowledge, there's still obstacles that you have to go through. But I tell you, it makes it that much harder when you have the equipment that they want, never achieved. So stand behind your grandkids, push them, get them to be the best that they could possibly be. And don't be afraid to tell them the history. You know, they're learning in school his story. When they want to take Black history out of our schools, it's killing me. It's killing me deeply. You think about Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer. Have y'all really looked at that story? I won't say much about it, but I want you to look at Huck, Tom Sawyer, and tell me your interpretation of what's going through those characters. We've been in this country too long. Came in Jamestown. And mind you, Jamestown was one of the recorded spots. But think about when the ship left West Africa. You go to the east coast of South America, there are a lot of people who got out there in that slave trade. And as you work your way up north in the Atlantic Ocean, you see the multitude of brothers and sisters that have that tan that some people can't stand. And then they went by St. Augustine, Florida. You don't hear much about that, one of the oldest cities in America. But then they worked their way up to Virginia, and they migrated. Some of us can't even use GPSs today. And the reason I say that, because our forefathers and foremothers didn't have GPS. Their GPS was the sun. They knew it would rise in the morning in the east and go down, even if they didn't call it east and west. They just knew that if they went back to their right, they were going back to the water. And they watched that sun and followed that sun to the other coast. They didn't need GPS. And they survived. They were able to hunt off the land that they encountered. So many lives were lost because we couldn't swim. But let's put this in perspective. You're crossing from Virginia all the way to California. There's a mighty river called the Mississippi. If you've ever crossed it, I-20, I-10, 30, 40, 70, all the way up to the top. It's pretty wide. And can you imagine the families that tried to cross the Mississippi, some that didn't make it. But those who did make it continued on. Then, before they even got to the Mississippi, let's think about the Appalachian Mountains. They had never seen mountains. They didn't get to experience the cold that they had to experience. But they were determined. Determined to see where the sun ends. Where it would end. All the way, you keep going. Sunrise up again, we're going to follow it. Then you get to the Grand Canyon. If you've never been to the Grand Canyon, you need to go. It's amazing how nature created that. And at the very bottom of the basin is the Colorado River. If you have grandkids, I just welcome you to the city. The Grand Canyon. That's a trip in a lifetime. Take them. And if you've never been, you will understand what I'm saying as well. So they go across the Grand Canyon, they go all the way to the West Coast, they see that there's water. All right? Then they realize they can't go any further. But look, along the way, the places, some were captured in Georgia, Virginia, the Deep South, Kentucky. See, Kentucky don't want to say that they in the South. Okay? That's the Mason-Dixon going all the way across from Maryland, all the way across through the South, as they called it. Then Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Texas had slaves. Well, we had to celebrate Juneteenth because that was the day, 1865. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. I'm always talking about how they kept the word from us. And you know why? And for those who are listening, did you realize that Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina is not the largest producers of cotton? The great state of Texas is. And I would be remiss if I did not mention, if you're ever out with your grandkids, or you can go many places throughout Texas, there's some cotton in some fields here in Dallas. But if you go up to Allen, Texas, not far from where the shooting happened at the outlet mall, turn, if you go up 75, turn left, which is west, on Stacy Road. You'll go through Allen Outlet. You'll go through some multi-million dollar homes. And then right when you get near 121 or Sam Rayburn Highway, if you look to the left, you will see a field of cotton. We may have moved up and moved in, but there's a constant reminder in Allen of what we used to do. We helped build this country. We helped create history. I repeat, history. But growing up, I got his story. And it's important for us as a people that we learn and we embrace what our forefathers and foremothers went through in this country. So DeSantis down in Florida, you can take the books. Texas, you can take the books. But you know deep down in your soul, the contributions that we've made, not only on the East Coast, but here in Texas. And it hurts my heart that you want to erase the fabric that made Dallas what it is today. It wasn't always sweet. And you don't want your kids to know that their grandparents or great-grandparents did what was done to blacks. You keeping it out of the history. There will be no American history without black history. And I repeat, no American history without black history. There are other people who have come in and enjoyed the fruit of our labor. You kept us out there. And if you had it your way, you'll put us back out there. But I'm sorry, partner. It ain't happening. We've come a long way. We've moved in one direction. But here we are in 2024 when a governor in the state of Florida eliminates a DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion at one of the largest state universities in the country. In my home state of Florida, you know what? Inclusion, diversity, is that when they had projects, we always had one black construction company. He didn't get much or she didn't get much, but we were included. And we learned how to construct. We've always known, look at the pyramids. So this is not new. When they talk about Egyptians, they never want to talk about that darkness, that tea, if you like tea. They didn't like tea because it was dark. They didn't like coffee because it was dark. They started putting creamer in it. Then they went with the tea that was coffee. Then they went with tea and started putting lemonade, making farmers. Can you see what I'm going or where I'm going, folks? We've made many contributions, and they're trying to lighten it up. Well, I have some brothers and sisters that look lighter than I am. And it wasn't our thing at the time, because you know we like Skittles. We come in all all kind of colors, flavors and colors. But it's us. It is us. And it was a time where, for those who listen, a time I couldn't even get in the outhouse. Or the big house, excuse me. In the big house. Because of my complexion, I'd have been in the field. But knowing me, I'd have walked and talked my way up and asked Miss Susie for some of that pie. Just to make it laugh a little bit. But those are the things that we fought all these years. We think about the Jackie Robinsons breaking into baseball. And if you've never seen the story, let your kids or grandkids see the story. Chadwick Boseman had a very good one. But if you can go back and get the one that starred, Jackie Robinson starred in his own life movie. And Ruby Dee was Rachel. Check those out. Sit down with your grandkids and explain the sacrifice Jackie made to make it possible for brothers to play. We don't even play baseball no more. Not as much. We'll do basketball. And you think James Naismith really invented basketball? Do you really think so? That's what our history books tell us. Now brothers are taking over. Sisters are taking over. Something that we have to take notice to. But we're going to take a pause. Okay, we got a caller in. Those who are listening, just hang in there. We got one of our key features. And we're going to bring in Dr. Rodriguez. And we're going to have some helpful hints and tips.
Good morning,
Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
How are you, Dr. Rodriguez? I'm doing great. I'm enjoying my vacation too much.
Okay. Well, thank you for being a part of the World According to Drew. What you got for us?
Well, today I got kimchi. We're going to talk about kimchi. I made some yesterday.
Spell it for me.
K-I-M-C-H-I.
Kimchi, okay.
Yeah, some kimchi.
All right, go ahead.
Now,
I'm following you, so I'm ready.
Al, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, you know, kimchi is nutrient-dense food, and it's got numerous health benefits. It's good for your gut health, first and foremost. It's also immune function. It's got inflammation, healing properties. It's also good for your cardiovascular health. Now, incorporating kimchi into your diet as part of a balanced and varied eating pattern can contribute also to overall well-being, weight loss, and it also supports optimal health. Now, you know kimchi is made by fermenting vegetables. I got some Napa cabbage and radishes, and it's not the American radishes. It's more like the Asian radishes, and you can put almost anything in them when you're fermenting them. You can do salt, garlic, ginger, chili peppers, just pretty much anything to your preference. Now, I usually use a brine that I boil up on the stove, and then I also use cayenne pepper and fresh dill. That's what I use for my fermenting. Now, this fermentation process, it produces beneficial bacteria, and those bacteria are known as what? Probiotics.
Probiotics.
Probiotics. And then after you let it ferment for about, I usually do mine for like 4 weeks, and then I put it in the refrigerator. It also has other bioactive compounds, and they offer all type of various health benefits. Now, like one of the first ones is that probiotic support. After it ferments for like 4 weeks, it's like really rich in probiotics. And you know the probiotics are beneficial bacteria that support gut health and digestion. Probiotics help maintain a healthy balance of gut flora, promote regular bowel movements, and support immune function. Now, consuming the kimchi regularly can help replenish and diversify the gut microbiota, which is essential for overall well-being. Now, as far as your digestive health, the probiotics that are found in kimchi help improve digestion, and then they alleviate symptoms of gastrointestinal discomfort, such as bloating, gas, constipation. Because kimchi's fermentation process breaks down the vegetables, making them easier to digest, and it increases the bioavailability of the nutrients in the cabbage and the radishes. Now, as far as immune support, the beneficial bacteria in kimchi help strengthen the immune system, and they do this by promoting the production of antibodies and enhancing immune responses to pathogens. Now, regular consumption of the kimchi may help reduce the risk of infections, allergies, autoimmune conditions by supporting your immune function. And you don't really have to eat that much. I have like a small little bowl. It's like, I say, a quarter of a cup. And I fill that and, you know, just eat that like daily. The anti-inflammatory properties. Kimchi contains that bioactive compounds such as antioxidants and those phytochemicals that have the anti-inflammatory properties. These compounds help reduce inflammation in the body. And, you know, inflammation is linked to chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and arthritis. Now, consuming the kimchi as part of a balanced diet helps lower your inflammation and support overall health. Now, some studies also suggest that kimchi may have cardiovascular benefits, and this includes benefits like lowering your cholesterol levels, reducing your blood pressure, and improving blood sugar control. The bioactive compounds in kimchi, initially your flavonoids and your polyphenols, help protect against oxidative stress and inflammation, and those are the risk factors for heart disease. Now, I was also telling you, you might assist with weight management because kimchi is low in calories and fat, but it's rich in fiber, which helps promote satiety and reduce appetite. The probiotics in kimchi also play a role in weight management by supporting a healthy metabolism and promotes the breakdown of fat. And did you know that kimchi could also help in your cognitive function? Now, there's some research out here that suggests that probiotics and bioactive compounds in kimchi may have cognitive benefits, including improving your memory, concentration, and mood. The gut-brain connection is well established, and maintaining a healthy gut microbiota through the consumption of fermented food like kimchi may support brain health and cognitive function. Now, also Now, your antioxidant activity. Kimchi contains antioxidants such as vitamin C, beta carotene, and flavonoids, and these help to neutralize free radicals and reduce oxidative stress in your body. These antioxidants help protect cells from damage, slow down the aging process, and reduce the risk of chronic diseases. Mm-hmm. Now, it's essential to choose, if you're, like, trying to buy it in a store, choose traditionally fermented kimchi. You know, the kind of kimchi that don't have the added sugars or preservatives. And if you use the traditionally fermented kimchi, it maximizes its health benefits. And as always, it's advisable to consult with a healthcare professional or registered dietitian before making significant dietary changes, especially if you have specific health concerns or medical conditions. And that is my spiel.
And you know what? And I appreciate you giving those disclaimers, folks. We are just trying to give you some helpful hints for healthy living. Just always, as she, Dr. Rodriguez mentioned, that, you know, consult with your physician. I know some people, I'm looking at this. Look, some Napa cabbage, salt, garlic, ginger, some of the recipes, sugar, fish sauce or shrimp paste. Never heard of fish sauce, but that's one way.
I have some in my closet. You want me to bring it tomorrow?
You might have to. You know, it's all about taking care of ourselves. I know a lot of us are so much with medications and everything. And please, folks, as you mentioned, you know, consult with your physician and see if there's some things that we can do. But you are what you eat. A lot of things are processed so quick. You know, a chicken tomorrow. That's how I used to think. And things grow so fast. Big chickens and hogs, everything. So a lot of foods are being processed throughout our life and will continue. I guess it's all about keeping Walmart or your favorite grocery store full. But the kimchi.
Don't forget about the meat we're making in our factories now. It's legal.
Yeah. Processing.
You don't even have to grow a pig or a chicken or a cow anymore. You can just, you know, put it in the in that processor, and I think it's like 48 hours, and you have
you got a boneless manufactured steak.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I need to go back out and make a little room, even though I'm in the city, make a little room. Is there any way chickens are quiet?
No, they're not. Haven't you seen those chickens on our way to work in the mornings?
which corner?
let me see.
Because
I had to slow down in the morning. It's like chickens be trying to walk across the street and stuff. I'm trying to think, who's this? It's a back street because, like, when I get off the freeway, I come the back way to the VA.
Right. You probably come on Ann Arbor. Well, they're everywhere. I know.
No, I don't get that far.
Oh, you don't get that deep. Yeah, well, I get that deep. Romine and Ann Arbor. There's some chickens out there.
Oh,
and
okay.
You better be glad that I had breakfast before I got to work, because they're going to be fried up. My engine block already hot, so I can go ahead and drink and cook. But folks, as we laugh and make you know, just having fun, but you are what you eat, and I think what we need to do is just pay close attention to what's going on. And sometimes I have to hear myself talk in order to get things done as well, is that things are really being processed a lot quicker. And again, it's all about the bottom line. I'm telling you, a chick today is a full-blown chicken less than a week. Things are progressing. And I make fun of it, but, you know, again, they're advertising young chickens. If you go in there and say, these are chickens, so they're not even letting them mature to what we used to. And Dr. Rodriguez, I have some hard stories to tell you. I was born in the city. Just gonna tell you that. We had some cousins. My grandmother and grandfather and generation before us, several. So we got a chance to go there. And one of my best experiences is that they had a hog, a big old hog. His name was George. And I would ride George, pull his ears, that's all I'd hold on to. And George would run, and George would fall down. I got mad at George. He almost got he quit on me. So my grandmama said, oh, Lord, he done killed George. And but when he fell down, I didn't realize he fell down in the mud. He messed my shoes up. And George sat out there, and, you know, everybody was mad at me. Oh, he done killed George. You know, they playing with me. I didn't know it at the time. So we stayed out there for about a week, and everything was fine, and I waved by to George. Came back next summer. I was looking for George. Couldn't find him. My grandmother told me, and I'm still mad to this day, I love her to death, love her to heaven. Told me George ran away. He ran away. All I can remember is that we had a lot of butcher paper back.
Yep.
Back to Tampa. They didn't tell me that Georgia had greener pastures. They waited till we ate every wax paper part of George. They told me that George was what I was eating for breakfast. You know, I was hot as fish grease. Hot. As a mobile.
But he was good, wasn't he?
38 pistol hot.
Was George delicious?
Yeah, he was good. And my carryover from my child, everything on it. Sandwich I put, I don't know what that was about. Of course, I don't eat it that way now, but that was it. Peach. Now that I have a choice, I get grape jelly. I cannot eat peach jelly at all anymore. But that But yeah, you learn
how to. George pork chops. George, did they make the sausage too, and the bacon?
Everything. George was everything.
So, did your grandmother have a grinder? Because you have to have a meat grinder in order to make that sausage.
They did. They did.
Okay, cool.
But you know, that was out in the country. It was actually my mother's sister, and you know, everybody knew but me. Sibling, they understood, but nobody. That was the best kept secret for a year.
Cause you were out there riding, George.
Riding, trying to, and George flopped.
That
was
so funny.
They don't know I started to kick George,
oh,
and I probably would have kicked him in his ham. So I'm back there. I don't know. But you know, I joke with that, but it's amazing how. You know, when I talk about history and the things that we did as African Americans in this country, that we learned to live off this earth. Come to a different country and you learn to live. You know, Miss Susie and them, Mr. Billy, they got creative. They may have gotten the chops. Well, we look at pig feet and we boil them down. See?
Don't forget to live.
Yeah, oh, you know, I never forget the lips. Then they had pig lips. And for those who from Louisiana, we love you dearly. We love you dearly. If you all go on Wikipedia and look at a jar of pickled pig lips, you will see it. I went to Louisiana one time, and the family I was with, they will order pickled pig lips and potato chips.
Wow.
And they were eating, and I was like, oh, my God. It was pickled in the jar like you do. You see pickles, those big jars?
Mm-hmm.
And the lip turn up. You know how the pig lip, like it's trying to kiss you. That's something. I've eaten a lot of things, but that's one thing. I still have not challenged myself eating pickled pig lip. That
so,
was something.
Andrew, have you ever had, what is it? Have you seen those snout sandwiches? I haven't had one of those either.
Oh, Lord. No, I haven't seen that one at all.
Oh, look up those, the snout sandwich. And it's like, I saw one on Google. They actually had mustard in one nostril, and then I think they had hot sauce in the other one.
Ah, now you're trying to ruin my breakfast.
Oh, no. If it's pig, I'm sure it's very delicious.
Oh, Lord. I can't eat it. Oh, it's killing me. Pig snout.
Uh-huh, sandwich. I think they do those a lot in Kansas City.
I'm scared to look at. Good thing it's Sunday because I was about to say something. Oh, no. Heck no. Folks, if you get a chance, look. That same snout, and then the pigs I'm seeing look like Arnold Ziffel from Green Acres. So people actually eat that?
Yeah, it was a thing. I think like maybe a couple of years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you see our cousin standing up there beside it, right?
Pig snout. And they always say you can eat from the rooter to the tutor.
Yes, sir.
This is new to me. I didn't know they eat the nose. Oh, my goodness.
Sir, make a whole sandwich out of it and present it beautifully.
Now, where did you eat something?
I haven't tried that yet, but they have that in the barbecue. I call it the barbecue capital of the world up in Kansas City.
Memphis. Oh, Kansas City. Okay.
Then
so
I think I saw
me,
also,
I
was in New York, and
real.
I think I saw while I was up in New York, too.
Ooh, pig snout.
Yeah, that's a specialty.
There's a picture for Amazon. What Amazon don't sell? Pig nose with elastic band. That's for a decoration. But they are smoking pig snouts.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they doing it up.
Pickled pigs, and then you got smoked. Mika and Sammy's, that's dog treats. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. But you said we could eat this stuff.
Yeah, they make it so interesting. Like I said, I saw a picture and they had in one snout they had mustard. Then in the other snout, I think they had put either ketchup or else they had put hot sauce in it.
Peace be with you. Look, I'm very adventurous when I go to other countries and eat certain things. I can do snails. I fought that a little bit. But I love
oysters
and other things. But pig snout, I did try the pig lip. It's just like pig feet. But just knowing you bite somebody's lip, a pig lip, that wasn't too wasn't good for my mind.
Now, I'm not sure if we could find it out here in Dallas, but like I said, when I was up in New York, there's a little restaurant you can go to and find it.
Yeah. In New York.
I'm going to see if we can find it here in Dallas.
I'm sure in Dallas. We just go down 45 minutes south of here, east of here, somewhere. Somebody eating it. There's some pig farms, East Texas. There's some people from East Texas. I love the way they said, like you said, y'all grew your own stuff, so you're probably very familiar with that. But for those who are listening, welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning, along with Dr. Rodriguez, talking about how do you pronounce it, kimchi?
Kimchi. It's a Korean specialty, but they also make it in Japan. And I think I saw it while I was in China.
Okay. Well, I hope
but,
I find them. They may have a kimchi burger.
Koreans, really, they really make it up good.
Did you hear what I just said? McDonald's might have a McKinchy burger. So
no,
who knows?
McDonald's ain't got no kimchi, but anyway.
Who knows?
You know what?
The only
place I'm seeing it is in Kansas City. They got a place called the Tenderloin Grill.
Mm-hmm. I hope they get in Kansas City. One of the well-known.
Mail it to you. I don't think they mail it.
No, that's all right. Don't you don't have to mail it. Any address you have on mine, don't even forward it to that address. Yeah. But
and they said that they call them snoot sandwiches. Snoot sandwiches sensation in Kansas City.
Yeah. You know I'm making fun, but I know my granddaddy and I'm talking about the snout. Some of them sometimes they call it that. But hold on, we have some callers on the line. Folks, if you have a question of Dr. Rodriguez or myself, just press 1 and I'll bring you on board. We appreciate those who are out here listening right now. If you have a question, please feel free. We've talked about quite a few things today. We'd just like to get participation, and we want you to always come back. You're always welcome, and bring some folks with you. Because we talk about a lot of things, I talked about earlier, what's going on in Atlanta. The 45th president had to put up some money this week, $355 million. He had a GoFundMe. I'm trying to see if there's a GoFundMe. I'm going to look if he has a GoFundMe. I've had some folks look for
it. He didn't make all that money with his tennis shoe line?
No, he didn't.
Because I saw, I think they originally started off at $400,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw some, my son and daughter were showing me some that were over $2,000.
Yeah, well, I know it won't be walking through Oak Cliff today or tomorrow. But GoFundMe, you know, you can go through this and just see. You can do a GoFundMe and put his name in. Let's see what we can find. They say donate today. They also have a GoFundMe, the 355 million unjust judgment. That's how they label that. He's, look, and here's the thing, to mega fans, come on. I mean, is this the, I don't know. I'm just really, really puzzled.
Why is he paying this again? I don't even remember.
Well, he defaulted on loans there in New York. He had properties. You know, the history of a lot of people, I mean, they support him. But the thing is, usually if I support people, I try to find out as much as I can about them. Back in the day, the 45th president, because, you know, every time I mention his name, I give money to FAMU. So the 45th president, I've given FAMU enough money. When he was started the real estate, he had the towers there in New York. He used to have a hotel actually in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And this was way before, so I actually stayed there. You know, I contributed, not knowing, couldn't see today, yesterday. How about that? What was going on? And if you know Atlantic City, that's where his first fame came. And right where they built all the casinos in Atlantic City was a black neighborhood.
Mm.
Okay? That's the story everywhere, USA. So they reshaped, and they had the towers there. Atlantic City was a booming Las Vegas, East Coast style.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was pissed at because eminent domain – it happened right here in Dallas, so it's not a surprise. It's still going on with Jerry Jones took all those homes to build a stadium.
Mm.
And one lady held out. She got a lot of money because her house was sitting right there in the middle of the football field. So he had to give her a little extra cheese, and people were upset because they took the money and ran with it. But with that being said, all these judgments, he borrowed money, never paid a lot of people back. I mean, not little change. He had a football team, the New Jersey Generals. And folks, if you wonder why Herschel Walker came into the picture, Herschel was his big signing. He took Herschel away from the University of Georgia, and Herschel did not play in the NFL right away. He played for the USFL. And it was called the New Jersey Generals. He had a lot of assets, but he borrowed things and never paid people back. And with his holdings, that's what they're doing now. They will seize his holdings if he don't put money down. And
so,
everybody, go ahead.
Did he not file bankruptcy sometime in the past?
No, he did. But, you know, when you file bankruptcy, you are protecting yourself from your creditors. So, again, you got money that you never gave back.
He didn't file bankruptcy this time?
I think he got too far out in the middle of the pool.
And they're trying to make an example of him, huh?
Yeah, he did not... he did not pay on some of his debts in New York. So they're trying to seize the property. They're seize the property. And
you heard
and
me,
folks,
right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said that sounds very un-American.
I'm going to let you say that right now. I'm going to have my comment in a minute. But look,
at least
when you talk about bankruptcy, Dr. Rodriguez, when you talk about bankruptcy, is a legal process designed to help consumers obtain relief from debt that they can't afford to repay, while also ensuring the creditors receive some payment based on the borrower's financial situation and assets. Now, remember, him and Don Jr., they were saying that they gave them the assets. So I have a $20,000 car that I say is worth
$50,000.
Oh. So I have that line of credit, and he has been known over the years not to pay people back. So now it's caught up. And you know, they blaming it on race, but it could have been any attorney in New York, happened to be a sister. It could be anything going on in Atlanta, happened to be a sister. So all these things are going on. You could see in Atlanta how they just tried to discredit the DA in Fulton County. Discredit her. They dug so deep and found out she had a boyfriend. All of that.
Why, is she married?
No, she's not married. At one time, he was. But
yeah,
that was their life.
Anyway.
So they dug up everything. I'm going to
go
to a crime that I did. Yeah. You wouldn't believe it. They all going to heaven. I want to confess to my parents and grandparents in heaven. I'm the one that ate all the Halloween candy. I ain't give it out. Okay.
Hey, we're going to have to send him a Snoop sandwich.
Yeah.
Make him feel better.
So if somebody bring that up, that's about the only thing I took I didn't repay. I'm sorry. That candy was looking so good. I ate the whole thing. I was sick for a minute. All the candy, but it sure was good going down.
You ate all the candy?
All of it. A whole big old
bowl.
Yep. M&M's, everything. Everything.
I know you were sick. Wow.
They couldn't even find the bowl. But grandma
couldn't
put it in somebody else's can. I put it in their can. I didn't know how to do it. I thought I was just getting it out of sight.
Wow. Were you able to go to school the next day?
Oh, yeah. I had some cramps in my stomach.
Ooh.
Actually, it was over like a Friday. So, yeah, I was able to go. And they told me I was going anyway. It wasn't going to be, I wasn't going to sit in there and rest. I was going anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
But you know,
I've never really been a candy person.
But I love
it.
I even have the kids, when I get candy for the kids in the neighborhood, I get an extra bag of Almond Joy or something for me. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But let's see if we have a caller. We have several callers on, and we thank you all for being a part of the World According to Drew. We're talking about so much today. I want to say Happy Women's Month to each of the ladies that are on the line. What will happen? GoFundMe is in place. The 45th president has until tomorrow, I believe, to get some money, or they start getting assets from him.
Ooh.
So if any of the callers that are on, if you can go to GoFundMe and see if usually that's public too. The GoFundMe and see, tell us how much he may or may not have. They may have this restricted from him. So if you all go, just put in GoFundMe and put his name, and it should show you. But like I said, they may have pulled it back. But as always, folks, if you want to get in and say some things, let us know. I see we have some folks from the Atlanta area. Press 1, and I'll come to you and tell us what's going on with that case in Atlanta with the DA and our 45th president. We have folks from, you know, we can see you on the board, so which is good, and I appreciate each of you being a part of our show today. March Madness.
He's got 1.9 million already raised.
But I think he need about three, four, even more, because he owe over $300 million.
The GoFundMe is for like $355 million.
Right. He's trying to get it all paid off.
You better use some of that shoe money that he...
Well, I think he's trying to do all that. So they're going to track whoever be the biggest fundraiser for him. You know, the government's going to be on that, like white on rice. I don't know where they got that expression from, but I am familiar with that one, white on rice.
It says 32 women. He's got 32,400 donations so far.
Yeah, but all poor people. If he only got how much? How much you saying? I'm going to write it down. How many? 1.5 million?
Mm-hmm. Somebody just donated $20.
Yeah.
Oh, and they got an anonymous $1,000 person.
Well, a lot of them
They got everybody's
anonymous.
Name.
They don't want to track back.
It's like somebody called Lisa Copeland. She donated $500.
Okay. But where are all the people in Congress? Where's Tim Scott's donation?
I'm sure it's anonymous. The it's like they got a lot of anonymous donors on here.
Mm-hmm.
They got some pretty good ones here. Here go somebody named Kenneth McKelvey. He donated $5,000.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kenneth. We appreciate you participating in the process.
Somebody named Aaron Jones. He donated $5,000.
Okay.
They got some.
Well, that's five and ten. He's still a long way. Look, should I do Jeffro Bodine type man? He needs at least five or six kazuntas more than what he got.
Yeah.
One kazunta, two kazunta. He need 355 kazuntas. And he's asking for that.
Huh?
He is asking.
If I needed money, I'd be asking. Are they going to take his Trump Towers, right? He still own all of the towers all over the U.S.?
His name is on it. Now, I told you the one in Vegas is gone.
Oh, okay.
But there in New York, he has the towers. He has other assets that are out there.
Well, I know he's got some towers in other countries. They can't touch those, can they?
They don't get, you know, you'll get it right. I think he has a Trump Tower. Oh, I got to give money to FAMU. Lord Jesus, I blew it. He has a tower, I think, in Russia.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I know they won't be able to touch that one.
Isn't that interesting?
He got one in Singapore, too?
Let me just find out. I'll find out for us. Vegas, I still think that one's gone. Chicago, New York, Miami, Istanbul, Hawaii, India.
I got one in India, too?
Yes.
Huh.
In Pune, Pune.
I see it's one in Istanbul. What is it? Istanbul?
Istanbul.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking for Singapore, though. Let me see if you got one in Singapore. Nope, I don't see one in Singapore.
Yeah, but he's been one to borrow and not return. So can you imagine if you didn't pay the bank back, what would they do to you and I?
They would just say, it's okay, Sandra. You don't have to pay it.
Yeah, you don't have to pay it, but we'll come and get with ours. I mean, right, without hesitation. They've been very nice to postpone it enough where he can get his assets together.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm just looking at the timing.
Yeah. Well,
the timing sure is.
Go ahead.
Interesting. They could have done this a long time ago, but all of a sudden, like, he's running, and, like, they want to do all that mess right now.
Well, part of it is that this has been on the table for a while there in New York with the holding. People filed against him because he did not pay back his debt. That airplane and helicopters that you see his name on, you know, he's leasing that from people. I'm telling you, this guy has been in the business a long time. And when they had the USFL, he was one of the starters of it, and it went bankrupt. Misappropriation of funds. Can you imagine that?
You know what? They've been doing it for years, Andrew. I can imagine all of it.
Yeah. But hold that right quick, Dr. Rodriguez. Again, folks, you're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew with Wisdom Live on studio this morning. We have some things coming up for you guys here very, very shortly. As the Beverly Hillbillies say, we're going live. So, I mean, I got to really get the studio together so that it can be presentable on camera. So we're working, trying to give you a little bit more than what we've given over the years. So I'm glad that we are moving on up. Fish do fry in the kitchen, and beans will burn on the grill. So we're moving on up. So I see some callers. If you have a question for myself or Dr. Rodriguez, just press 1, and we'll bring you on board. We got about 5 minutes left, so we ain't going to hold you long. Just see Atlanta, Fort Worth, Dallas, just to name a few. Just press 1 if you have a question. We appreciate you listening, and we want you to be here every Sunday with us here on The World According to Drew. My folks in Atlanta, you may be at work. All right. We got you. Good morning. Welcome to The World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Good morning. I'm trying to find me a place to get some sausage and eggs.
Well, look, you go around the corner, you're going to find you know, I threw that. I'm glad you called because you from Miami. Y'all, you know, down in Miami, they ate everything from the rooter to the tooter.
Mm-hmm.
Sal.
Yeah, you ain't too far in Tampa.
Sal's, pig tails, pig feet, knuckles, everything.
Right, and made a delicacy of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That the pig better than the barnyard pimp. Barnyard pimp mm-hmm. was the chicken. The chicken had to walk.
Nah, that ain't got nothing on no South.
Yeah, South, that's a South Florida dish. Dr. Rodriguez, are you familiar with South from East Texas?
I'm familiar with it and can make it.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Mark, next time you come out this way, we're going to get us some South.
I was just there a week and a half ago. Well, you saw me.
Yeah.
Did I see you? Yeah, I saw you.
Yeah, you had me. Dr. Rodriguez, I went to a vegan restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Nice.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Had him eating a jackfruit barbecue sandwich.
Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good, but I won't be visiting too frequently. when No, it was good. They had a nice little spicy sauce to kind of curb your mind a little bit. But we get them on Sunday to talk about their vegan vibrations. You can find out in Plano, Legacy West. They're out there, a nice little restaurant. And we'll get them on, get a few more people. We're going to change it up a little bit and get more participation. But tell us... as we got about 90 seconds, Mark, quickly, what's going on in Atlanta about the case there with the DA?
Honestly, I have not even been following it that much. I, you know, only thing I know that is that the brother resigned.
Right. So that she can stay on the case. She'll probably be in the background a little bit more. But
she... find somebody who's going to take the case, though. That's the thing.
Say it again?
She's got to find somebody to take the case.
Wow.
Well, I think she'll still be there. Maybe in the background. I don't know how they're working it out. They're not going to let that slip. But again, he's telling people it was advertised. You got evidence. How can you escape that? I mean, I know lawyers can find technicalities with it, but you call in the elections chair. I need some votes. Or the attorney general, whoever it was. I need some votes.
You're white too. And you're white, too.
You say right?
White.
I heard you. I just wanted you to repeat it.
Wahite.
Yeah. All right. But thank you so much, everybody.
They didn't go to cemetery and get...
Huh?
Go ahead. Repeat it, Dr. Rodriguez.
You can always find votes at the cemetery.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I guess they vote the way you want them, huh?
They're going to have some of the people, some of those insurrectionists that are in jail voting. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thank you. We're going to pick up on this next Sunday because especially we have the have a verdict on this case of whether or not he raised enough money. I think somebody will probably bail him out as always. But that's a lot of money that she's wanting. And that'll at least hold it, but you got to make payments. And I don't think you can keep making payments. Will he get immunity from it? No, I don't think so. He, you know, again, we're a little overtime now. This is extra. But what I can't get is that, Mark, if you and I or Dr. Rodriguez said half of the things that were caught on tape of grabbing personal parts, footage.
Man, I mean, you know what kind of world we live in.
Right, right. But that's the point I'm trying to raise. We know it's different standards, and that's why unity is so much between us that we don't come together on our own cause. And, we may not reap the benefits of what we are trying to accomplish today, but our kids and grandkids may be able to get a little bit more out of it. If they take these books out of these schools, these kids that are coming up, they're not going to understand what it was all about. We read Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, and you could tell they were black at the time when you were reading it. Because when they crossed the Mississippi, they would have had a boat. They ain't had no raft. You know, I was that kid thinking beyond the scope of what the teachers were providing us. So with that being said, you know, we're just going to have to keep an eye on this. We're going to check the GoFundMe. Mark, thanks for checking in from Atlanta. Keep us posted, folks. And wherever you are, you know, we try to do news globally, but sometimes just out of your neck of the woods will work just fine. We need to be a community just like we've always been. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and the team, Dr. Rodriguez, Mark, we thank you so much for being a part. Wherever I go, whatever I do it for you. So I want you to stay right, stay good, and always remember, I'm so glad I'm from FAMU. Thank you.